Hello, all you people out there in Radio Land. It is time to do the place-by-place fishing report featuring me, Captain Josh Olive, and of course the man with all the information, Mr. Robert Lukowitz. Say hello, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
There he is. He's ready to talk about what's been going on out here, and we start, as we always do, at the Peace River and Harbor Heights, upriver along with Shell Creek. Robert?
Got no reports on that.
Well, this is not off to a good start.
Yeah. It's going to start changing, but because what'd you say? The river was down to 3 feet now?
3 feet of river flow, yeah. That's
so
what we got.
We just need the temperatures to drop a little bit more, and that should start pushing the fish up there.
Oh, and they are going to drop a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe not this week.
No. That little cold front doesn't even look like it's going to do much or even make it.
No, it really doesn't.
Nope.
But it's coming.
It will.
Regardless. Moving on to the Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges.
No report there either.
No reports. Yeehaw. How about the 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park?
A couple of reports. Not many, but a couple. You're getting some mangrove snapper. Guy did catch a 26-inch redfish off of there the other day. He also hooked a little snook. And several other people in the evenings have been hooking some snook, but nothing of legal size. Other than that, it's been kind of quiet.
Now, when you say legal size, we're talking about too short?
Yeah, all too short. I haven't even heard of one single big one at all on this entire report.
A couple people
did see one. A guy saw one big one out there by Stump Pass the other day on the beach, and then a couple of guys said they saw him at Boca, but they didn't specify if they were on the beach or on the pier.
Okay.
But those are literally sightings, but not catches.
Understood. The Lashley Pier still closed. The Bayshore Pier.
Got nothing there.
No reports. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
A lot of short snook. I mean, a lot of short snook. Guy caught a couple trout there the other day. Small ones, but he caught them. And then some small mangrove snapper. Nothing to write home about.
Unless you like small snook.
Yeah. I mean, if you want your rod to bend, it's okay, but if you're looking for dinner, you're going to have issues.
No jacks around?
Nope. They've been moving through the canals there, which next.
Which is our next spot. Hey, look at that. Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals, and we got jacks.
We got jacks. We got small snook. We got some legal-sized mangrove snapper. Been some sand bream and a few people seeing the juvenile tarpon but not hooking them, just asking how they can catch them, which isn't working.
Okay.
Typical. Just typical. Meanwhile, my sister was here. She caught a mang that was 13, 14 inches behind the house. It's a pretty good one. Quite a few small ones, too. But it was nice seeing her catch a fish. She was having fun.
Has anybody reported hooking a tarpon?
No. Not in the canals.
Okay. So to say that they're more or less unhookable would be accurate?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good. Is unhookable a word?
It is in your vocabulary,
and
probably.
I typed it, and it didn't know it has a red underline underneath it. I don't think it's a real word. I'm using it anyway. I don't care. I do what I want.
Right.
Elderbean Pier.
A lot of guys snook fishing there and catching a lot of shorts, but I haven't heard of any legal ones. But numbers of them. Seeing some juvenile tarpon. Black drum have still been there sporadically, but they're still catching them there on blue crabs.
Did anybody hook a little tarpon here?
No.
Okay.
No juvenile tarpon. Unhookable. What else? That's about it. I haven't heard of anything else there. No snapper or any of that. I'm sure they're there, just didn't have any reports on them.
And no sheep's head?
Nope.
But it was cold, Robert.
Yeah. A week ago it was cold for a day.
Yeah.
Well, 2 days, really.
Well, you know.
It was brief.
People get excited.
I know they do.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Got nothing.
The
Actually,
south
I take that back, because right there at Hog Island, they've been getting those trout still.
Bastard.
I know. I screwed up. I apologize. Because they're still getting a few trout down there by that, right around that Myakka Harbor Hog Island spot.
Myakka Harbor.
Right where the harbor and the Myakka meet on Hog Island. So I guess that would be the, technically, what's that, the south?
I would call it the west side of Hog Island.
West side of Hog Island?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that.
If I'm picturing the map correctly in my head.
The rivers, I mean, the riverside of Hog Island.
I guess the southwest, but if they're going to the northwest, then that puts them in the cutoff.
Right.
So, you know what? Just to eliminate confusion, we'll call it the southwest side.
Okay.
How's that?
That works.
Are you sure?
Works.
Is there anything else to add to this report?
Nope.
Okay, then I will move on to the South Gulf Cove canals.
Sounds good. Nothing.
<You bastard.
laughs> Nothing at all.
You're in one of those moods today.
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. That's fine. Okay. All right, that brings us on to the West Wall. What do we got going on there?
The West Wall has probably been one of the better spots overall. Been a lot of redfish and snook up underneath the bushes and in the mouths of the creeks. And they're catching them on shrimp, cut ladyfish. A couple guys have been getting pinfish and, of course, some white bait. Have not heard of a legal-sized snook, but plenty of legal-sized redfish. And then there's also been some trout on the outside of the bar and on top of the bar mixed in with some ladyfish. I've heard of a couple miscellaneous schools of ladyfish out there, too.
And, of course, if you want to use ladyfish for bait, that's where you're going to get them, because getting ladyfish at the shop.
Exactly.
Not exactly possible right now.
Yeah, good luck. It's next to impossible to get ladyfish. They're saying that it might not be until January before we get ladyfish in again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a minute.
Yeah.
Any sharks over here?
Been a few little bull sharks messing with people that are catching ladyfish or trying to catch tarpon with their ladyfish. You know, little guys, you know, 2.5 to 3 footers. I've heard of a couple of guys seeing a couple of bigger sharks, but not many.
Okay. All right, that brings us to the Cape Hayes Bar.
Cape Hayes Bar. Some ladyfish. Even been an occasional Spanish mackerel. And a couple of bonnethead sharks. A few very, very, very short trout. One guy skipped some pompano when he was crossing the bar, but he could not hook any. So, don't know if that's really worth mentioning too much, but
I'd much rather talk about that than I would about those tiny trout.
Yeah. Hey, at least he saw them, skipped them. He turned around and fished for about a half hour. Nothing. A couple little trout. Oh, and a couple lizard fish.
Lizard fish?
Yes. He caught several lizard fish, which I thought was interesting for the higher the lower salinity, but who knows. Catch
well,
a lot of weird stuff there.
But the salinity's coming up there too.
Yeah.
With the river flow being reduced, so.
Yeah.
Not too surprising. But then again, yeah, like you said, nothing really surprises me at the Cape Hayes Bar.
Yeah. There's just too many random things happen there.
If somebody's fishing around that area and says, hey, I caught a keeper gag grouper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Catch a keeper red grouper, then I'll be impressed.
That would surprise me. That would be very, very odd.
How about turtle and bull bays?
Kind of the same thing as the West Wall. There's a good mixture of redfish and snook up underneath the bushes around some of the oyster bars. Kind of scattered all over the place. And they're catching them on the same stuff. I mean, it's basically you cut and paste the West Wall onto the turtle and bull.
I did.
There you go. And a good mixture of trout. The only one difference is I have heard of a couple bigger sharks being seen cruising the flats, and they're like 5 footers. Couple of them were lemon sharks. One was a bull shark. The other one was unidentifiable. He just watched the fin swimming around over along the shoreline. So there is that. And there has been some white bait moving in there. Most of it's little tiny stuff that's almost too small for a quarter inch mesh net, which some guys will still say, oh, I need white bait, I'll use this. You don't put in 10 at a time on a hook.
Right. After you pull them headless out of the net because you Christmas treat it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. I don't know where the white bait's at. Dead.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
A couple of Spanish mackerel and a couple of mangrove snapper. But no size to either one of them. And no numbers. Basically, mediocre at best.
Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, let's see. You got kind of a good variety over there, too. It's actually very similar to the Turtle and Bull Bay, pretty much. I mean, I'm getting a lot of good mixed reports through there, but I am hearing better numbers of trout of legal size. So that's definitely a little bit on the better side. And they're catching them from 2 feet of water out to like 6 feet of water. Didn't hear of any sharks over in there. But the trout were definitely better numbers. And then okay. Inglewood Fishing Club gave a report too with the guy catching some trout over in there. The one guy the day before said he didn't catch squat over there, but the other guy that sent it out the next day was, I caught a lot of trout.
Okay, so but no sharks.
I don't know if they're playing with each other, though. Like, I'm going to pick on you. You didn't catch anything, or I'm just going to do it just to aggravate you.
How about the mackerel? They've been cruising through here?
Yeah. There's been a few more Spanish mackerel in there, but they've been spotty. They're just kind of fouling the bait moving around through there. As you get closer to the pass, it picks up, but right through there, it's been sporadic.
It's a maybe.
Yeah.
But as we move closer to Placida and the Placida Pier and the Placida Trestle and Gasparilla Pass, which is our next spot, then we...
They're catching a couple of Spanish mackerel there, too. Not a lot, but a few. A lot of short snook at night. Mangroves during the day. Most of the mangroves have been a little bit on the smaller side. They've also seen a couple of sheephead, and one guy did catch a couple the other day. So they're starting to kind of mill around, I guess. Not ready yet. Definitely not ready yet. But they're at least starting to spot around a little. One guy did hook an oversized redfish. And they were fishing from a boat. up against the... sorry. Up against the trestle by the sandbar where everyone hangs out at. He also caught one smaller redfish. He said it was 20 inches, but he let it go. He actually walked to the bow of the boat and put it up under the dock because Flipper was right there being a pain in the butt to him.
Mm. Yeah, that's the best way to get him released right now.
Yeah. Or if he's legal size, put him in the live well and go somewhere else and let him go.
Yep.
That's about it.
Okay. Brings us to Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Indian Mound Park.
The only thing I got was this guy caught some trout over towards Stump Pass area. But he wasn't real specific, and he just said he caught a few and more or less was taking his boat out for a shakedown.
Okay.
It's kind of the only report I've got for in there.
And the Stump Pass area, of course, covers quite a few acres.
Yeah.
So
just a little bit.
All right. How about the Anger Pier?
I got nothing off of there. That just reopened again, you said, right? Last week? Or
It actually has been open for a couple of weeks. The problem is that the county put out that press release and said it was going to be closed for 60 days, and then it was only closed for a short period of time, but they never put out another press release.
Nice.
So
that was nice of them to do that.
Yeah.
Well-organized county.
Yeah, I think Turd Ferguson works over there.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Well, let's see. They're getting some Spanish mackerel out there and a few kings.
How far out?
Anywhere from the Spanish have been right next to the beaches all the way out to 15 miles. The kings I'm hearing like 5 to 25 miles. And I have not heard of any real big ones either. They're also, nobody's really working their way out further than 20 miles. Most are staying within 15 miles and catching lanes, mangrove snapper, a few porgies, a few grunts.
Hold on. I'm having a computer meltdown over here.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I get whatever I need to get here.
Hit it with a hammer.
I don't have a hammer. Do you have one?
No, but I can get one.
We may need one. We're almost there.
Yeah?
Okay.
Some pretty big waves over on the East Coast.
All right, so now I have the Spanish and the Kingfish. What else did you say?
And at about 15 miles out, they're getting the lane snapper, mangrove snapper, some grunts and porgies. And, of course, the stone crab pots are out, so some people are looking for the triple tail that are out there, and there's been a few, but I haven't heard of really any legal ones or big ones. In case people are interested in trying to go for that stuff.
Okay.
Most of the time, you got to be the first one there. Or go at the end of the evening when nobody's been messing.
The first one or the last one?
Yeah.
The very last one.
Yeah, I like going out there doing it around just before sunset.
Yep.
A little harder to see them, but much, much more enjoyable usually.
Yep. Anything else going on out there?
Nothing.
No bonita?
Well, there's been a couple schools out there guys have been talking about, but nobody's really fishing them. They're just seeing a couple here and there. And it's not giant schools. They're just seeing them blitz for a minute or two, and then they're gone.
Okay. Brings us to the Venice Jetties and the Venice Pier.
Well, the Venice Jetty is still closed. But the pier itself, they're catching some Spanish mackerel, a couple of pompano right along the shoreline, and one guy did catch about a 30-inch king off of there.
The Cook brothers this morning said that there were several kingfish reports from the pier.
Okay.
So
I only heard.
I think he wasn't the only one.
I only heard of one though, so that's good. I'm sure it looks like a porcupine got hit by a hand grenade out there at the end of the pier with all the trolley rigs.
Of course it does.
It's always entertaining.
Okie doke. Punta Rasa, no reports till further notice. Redfish Pass.
Same thing.
No reports. Captiva Pass.
Same thing.
No. That's not how you spell that. Reports. There we go. Boca Grande Pass.
Let's see, Spanish mackerel, mangrove snapper, and then there's been some snook and redfish right up against the shoreline.
Where are the mangrove snapper?
They're out in like 30 to 35 feet of water, right on the bottom. So basically the middle southern side of the channel.
Middle southern side.
Yeah. It's usually about where they seem to be.
Okay.
There's been a couple schools of ladyfish moving in and out of there that the Spanish have been mixed in with also. I did not hear of any bluefish this week. Because those were mixed in with them last, 2 weeks ago.
But they vanished?
Yeah, or they just, nobody mentioned them anyway.
Okay. Sharks?
Nope. Well, I take that back. Guy catching them from the beach there. Got like a 5-footer and about a 6 or 7-footer.
Tarpon?
Nope, but they should be in there.
Just figured I'd ask.
Yeah.
Walking the Gulf beaches, surf fishing from Sanibel to Venice.
Well, let's see at Casper Sims Beach. Couple of Spanish, a lot of whiting, couple of pompano. Same thing at Stump Pass, but Stump Pass has been more snook also. Let's see what else has been going on down there. Some jacks, some blue runners, lots of lizard fish. It's amazing how many people have been talking about lizard fish from the beaches lately. Makes you wonder what's going on, where they're catching that many.
This is just the time of year that they move in from offshore.
Yeah, you just don't usually hear about them from a lot of different people. It's usually just a couple. What else? Yeah, that's about it. And you get down to Boca, and it's kind of the same thing.
Okay. Matt Lachey.
Got nothing.
No reports.
Unfortunately, got nothing.
North end of Pine Island Sound, around Rat and Cat, Mondongo, Patricio, and Associated Islands.
Nothing.
No reports.
I don't know what that is. I mean, it's been really slow since the hurricane, so I think that's just some of the issues.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquelia.
Jug Creek.
Jug trout, Creek Shoal and Boquelia.
A couple of trout and a couple of Spanish mackerel.
But not amazeballs.
No.
Okay. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Burnt Store, Two Pines, redfish, snook, along the bushes. Been quite a few trout on top of the bar and on the outside of the bar. Even been a few ladyfish mixed in with it. And then one guy did catch a pompano while fishing for those ladyfish. And that's about it. Lots of little fry bait down there.
Okay, the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Redfish, and even a few more redfish. I've only heard of a couple snook north of Pirate Harbor. And then there's been some trout out on the flats and on the outside of the bar. Not as great of numbers as I've been hearing over on the east or the west wall. And then there's also been some mixed schools of ladyfish on the outside of the bar over there, which is where one guy did hook a tarpon, single tarpon.
One. It's a sad state of affairs.
He saw a couple on the side scan.
The report.
He saw some on his side scan, but only hooked one fish. Yeah, tarpon definitely dismal at best.
Okay, but these redfish.
Mm-hmm.
Under the bushes, eating
under
all
the
same stuff?
Yeah, pinfish, cutlady
fish. Can we
fish,
throw gold spoons?
You can. I mean, some of the guys are throwing some soft plastics and some spoons. But just been hearing mostly about the bait that they're catching them on.
Okay.
The one guy out of the Burnt Store Marina Fishing Club, he's been sending me some pictures. He's catching them, a couple of them on his marsh minnow. That's pretty much what he throws extensively.
Marsh minnow.
Mm-hmm.
I remember those.
Yeah. Interesting little paddle tail.
Alligator, well, it's got those weird fins on it.
Mm-hmm.
I never was quite sure about the fins.
Yeah.
If that really helps it, or if that just makes things a little bit
It catches
odd.
The fishermen.
Yeah. I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
I got nothing in there. Besides some guy that was fishing the docks in there and getting yelled at because he's not allowed to fish for their pet snook.
I see.
I think he talked to him last week, too.
I did. They don't own the water. Don't tie up to the dock. Other than that, you can fish them if you want to.
Yep.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Plus, isn't it illegal to feed those fish, technically?
Well, I don't think it's illegal. It's illegal to feed wildlife in such a way that it creates a nuisance. There are a couple species that it is directly illegal to feed because the assumption is that it will always create a nuisance. I believe black bears and raccoons and alligators are the three species that it's always illegal to feed. But if it were illegal to feed wildlife, then technically a bird feeder would be illegal. Technically putting out corn for hogs and deer would be illegal. So...
Right. No, and I get that. I just wasn't sure. Because, like, bird feeders are one of those, good luck trying to stop that one. I just wasn't sure. Yeah. Plus, I've always questioned, like, with Captain Robbie's down there in the Keys and places like that. It's always been one of those kind of scratch my head. Do they just turn a blind eye to it, or is it not a problem?
Yeah. If you're not creating a nuisance, then you're allowed to feed wildlife. But, you know, what exactly is a nuisance? Well, that's kind of open to interpretation, isn't it?
Right.
And that's intentional.
Well, and feeding, like, flipper falls under the Marine Mammal Protections Act,
yeah,
so
that's
a totally different scenario.
Thing. Yeah. You are not allowed to feed a dolphin. You are not allowed to feed a manatee. You are not allowed to feed a sperm whale if you should find one out there.
Yeah, I don't have a big enough piece of squid for them.
I'm sure they'd take some of those wings that you've got.
They probably would.
They'd be happy to take that.
Probably.
That'd be pretty cool.
Here you go. Yeah.
Hand feeding something with a 25-foot head and 9-inch teeth. Yeah. I don't know. Seems a little bold.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that.
Where the hell were we? Ponce de Leon Park. That's where we were.
Yeah. A lot of little snapper. A few snook. And from what I understand, for anyone listening out there, the man is definitely watching down there. Because they've had several issues with people, so heads up, be careful, be aware, don't do anything illegal. Don't be a jerk. Take a legal size fish. So, that's about all I got. That was my soapbox moment.
That was your PSA for the day?
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Okay. That brings us to the PGI canals.
A lot of little snook. A lot of tarpon rolling around just to aggravate you. Been a couple of black drum and some okay mangrove snapper in there. And then there has been the occasional jack. They haven't been super hot and heavy in there, but they've definitely been in there. So it's just a matter of what you want or what you would like to deal with. But lots and lots of little snook.
Lots of them.
Lots of them.
And what would you be using to catch them?
They're using the Rapala and the Yozuris and that 3.5 to 4 inch size hard lip bait. They've been also catching them on shrimp, both live and frozen. What else been going on with that? That's about it that I've heard of, but it's mostly been lip plugs that people are casting off their docks or just trolling down the canals as they're idling their way in and out. If you got white bait, you can go in there and catch a whole lot of little snook. And that's what a handful of guys have been doing. But no real quality fish.
Okay. We are to the Gilchrist Pier.
I got nothing. Big goose egg.
Reports. Alligator Creek Reef.
Nothing.
No. Reports. The 20-foot holes.
Nothing.
No reports.
No tarpon.
And the bait fish report.
Well, let's see. Pirate Harbor, Boquilla, Devilfish are the primary places where they're catching some of decent sized. And then they've also been getting some pinfish numbers over there by behind Cayo Costa.
Okay.
That's about the only place I've heard of pinfish. A couple of guys are putting out their traps in places out there, but they haven't told me exactly where, which I understand because several of those guys have had their stuff stolen. So, I don't ask that question too much.
All right, and of course, small white bait might be just about anywhere right now.
Yeah.
Especially along the ICW. Just be careful what you're throwing on.
Yeah.
I don't want to hammer it any more than that, but just, you know, try not to be stupid. Freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, and lakes.
Bass are doing really good on shiners just about anywhere. Other than that, that's the only thing I've heard of besides the Mayan cichlids and the tilapia. Got no crappie reports, no bluegill, no native stuff. But the bass, definitely shiners is the winner chicken dinner. Biggest one I've heard of this week was 4 pounds, but quite a few in that 1 to 2 pound range. Some of these guys have been mixing it up where they're getting a dozen wild and a dozen regular so that way they can see the difference on how they act. Because some of the domestics are about the same size as the wild shiners, but big difference in how they draw in fish.
Yes, for sure. And by the way, if you heard that where Robert said the biggest one was 4 pounds and a lot of fish in the 1 to 2 pound range, and you said, I mean, I'm catching way bigger bass than that, do me a favor and weigh your bass.
Right.
Let's see how big they actually are.
Yeah.
Because I tell you right now, the average 5 pound bass weighs about 2 pounds. Tarpon reports?
This is true. I got no tarpon reports. I mean, there's a couple guys seeing them on their side scan, but only that one fish that was hooked is the only one I've heard of. So it's just not really worth trying to get somebody super excited about it.
Okay, well,
just a crappy tarpon season.
That was the last thing that I had on this report, so way to go out on a sour note, Robert.
No, I'm sorry. It's not always the answer people want to hear, but at least it's as close as I can get to the honest answer.
All right, well, we can't end on that note, so you're going to have to come up with something positive to say before we can go. Think of something good, Robert.
Hey, it's been a surprising number of legal-sized redfish compared to what we've had in the past.
I thought you were going to bring up the lizard fish again.
Nope. Nope, just redfish. Redfish have been surprising a lot of people out there. So.
Well, and it's been nice. Yeah. And we've been hearing a lot of good trout reports, too.
Yes.
You know, a surprising number of those around. So, bright spots, dim spots.
Yep.
You're always going to have both. It's just, it's fishing and it's life.
Yes.
What can you do?
Nothing.
All right. Listen, that's about as bright spot as you're going to get. So.
Okay.
Why don't you say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.